Now, another band that we've been speaking to recently, a band called King Rat. One of them used to go to school in Worcester. They now play a lot of gigs in London, but they came back to play a homecoming gig a couple of weeks ago. They've very kindly given us 10 copies of their new album. And as you'll hear in a short while, King Rat are a great band. So if you want to be in with a chance of winning a copy of the album, what you need to do is listen very carefully to the interview coming up that our roving reporter Tim Race did with the band. We'll be hearing a track from them, and then I'll be asking a question so you can have a chance of winning that CD. So coming up now is Tim Race speaking with the band King Rat playing in Worcester.
It's so easy to stay in London and play. There's so many good venues around there, but we really want to start getting out to a wider audience, and we play sort of an hour outside of London and those sort of places. We generally do like one night and then come back to London, but we just wanted to string a few nights together, do a proper sort of mini tour, and thought that this was a good place to come. We want to do Birmingham and then maybe in a few weeks go up to Manchester or somewhere like that.
You play to bigger audiences in London. I mean, do you think we really need to, out in places like Worcester, do you think we need to sort of get out and really support live music more then?
Totally. I mean, I just don't think you can imagine the amount of effort that goes into putting on a live show as a band. And you may love us or hate us, but frankly, you know, the band out there are putting on a hell of a lot of effort. And it's just so great when I go and see bands to just see live music that can go horribly wrong or horribly right, and you've seen a proper event. And if you just go to a dance club, then at the end of the day you're just playing a dance music that someone recorded 5 years ago. So get off your asses and come and see King Rat. It's well worth the journey, I can assure you.
It's a rallying call from King Rat if ever I heard one. Now, listening to your music tonight, I mean, it's the first time I've sort of heard you play. I mean, I heard a bit of the Stones in there, a bit of Led Zeppelin, and a bit of Radiohead towards the end, I thought, as well. But am I right?
I think the unfortunate fact is we're influenced by everything, and we always have these big arguments when you're writing your press packs, and that's the thing, you know, who we're going to quote as our influences. And we draw a lot of inspiration from people like Queen, and a lot of the kind of like classic rock, like Led Zeppelin, Queen, you know, people that basically have good tunes. I don't know, I was watching Live 8 the other week along with about a billion other people, and it's funny how a lot of the old bands, like, I mean, I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan, but it's funny how a lot of these older guys just blew the rest of them away just because they had good tunes. And we're definitely influenced by bands that have good tunes, like the Beatles, guys like Radiohead and all these people who are inventive with their music and keep it moving on, and, you know, don't just keep on producing the same album after album. But yeah,
where did it all start, King Rat? How did you all come together?
I, Sarah, have been was at university with Matt a few years ago, and we've stayed friends and both been into rock music since then, and just got together with the other guys in the last few years. We've been as King Rat for about 2-3 years, and we've just pretty much played a horrible amount of gigs in London since then.
And Angus, you went to school here in Worcester. Where did you fit into this?
After I disappeared from Worcester and I went off to Edinburgh University, and then ended up kind of getting myself into a job, always wanting to do more with music and never really getting myself in gear and doing more. But eventually I decided to jump my job and came back to Britain and just went to a guitar school in West London, studied there for a year to like hone my skills, which is kind of ironic since I never get to play guitar in this band anymore. But I decided to kind of like take the plunge and do it full time.
We had some songs before Angus came along, but he's a great creative influence in the band and is an absolute taskmaster, if I may say so, and has really upped the game for everyone's songwriting, and everyone in the band songwrites.
It's funny how the truth comes out.
It really does.
She never says this.
He is so naggy, I can't tell you. But rehearsals are such a hotbed of intrigue, politics and general anger, because everyone writes good songs and only the best songs make it. We actually produce an album. We self-produced it. We're not yet signed to anybody, but the album is 13-14 tracks. It's our first album and it's called King Rat.
What's it like trying to get the next step and get an album together after playing live?
Yeah, no, it's a really good process actually, because you can kind of bumble along doing gigs, and the funny thing about doing gigs is you never get to hear yourself play, because what you hear on stage is completely different from what everyone's hearing up front. And actually recording an album is the only opportunity you get to lay down all the tracks, and suddenly you realise, hey, that thing we've been playing for the last 6 months doesn't really work, does it? And let's go back and revisit it. And
a reality check.
Yeah,
totally. And it really helps you sort of define your direction as well, and you much more of your sound starts coming through on an album.
Excellent. And like Aeroplanes at Heathrow, I think that'll make a great name for a band, but you chose King Rat instead.
There was a very, very drunken argument in a pub before the very first gig we did with Angus. We'd spent so long trying to choose a band name, and in the end it just came down to the fact that King Rat is part of a great Queen song called Great King Rat, and it just came that we all loved Queen, so that was it.
Nine to five fever has burned a hole. push that needle into my soul now. You reach inside yourself, lights ablaze and sound waves rushing through your head. That's healing is natural. It's a 40-second red line through your soul. I'm suicide and survive. Shot like a rocket on a sonic dive. 15 minutes to come alive. 15 minutes to ghost to life. Love comes rushing into my head. You know I meant every word I said. A robot world can't take its toll. I'm playing Tekken with my soul now. Reach inside yourself. Lights blaze and sound waves rushing through my head. That scream is not your own. It's a 40-second red line. Sound waves are screaming through me. Light waves are screaming through me. Suicide, but your mind don't wanna die. You take a dive to some outer space. You got no good reason why.
Okay, that was King Rat. They're a band from Worcester. Now, if you're listening carefully, as I said before, you can win a copy of their album. The first 10 people to text or email us with the correct answer to the following question will be sent King Rat's album. So the question that you need to answer is, where did King Rat get their name? The answer was in the interview. You might find the answer on their website, I'm not sure. But have a go anyway. Okay, now if you want to send in your answer, you can send us a text 0786 204 104 or send us an email at Friday session at bbc.co.uk. We'll be repeating the text number and the email address later on in the show, so if you missed it that time, don't worry, we'll do it again soon. The text again, 07786 204 104. The email, Friday session at bbc.co.uk. Where did King Rat get their name? Now here we are, Kidderminster Rock Festival.